Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Bill Olson is on assignment. He's hunting. I am jealous. But our good friend, my favorite mechanic, Wayne Cronin, has joined us today. Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. We got a busy show today. Our first guest, we're talking like safety and locking your stuff up and taking care of your stuff. So our first guest is Jason Larson. He's Tuffy Security Product Sales Manager, and they've got a whole bunch of things that you're going to want to have for your vehicle. And then Crystal Wicken, and she is Digital Marketing Coordinator for Bolt Lock, and that company's also got a very interesting line of products. So we're going to keep you all protected and keep you safe and more. But remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. I never was a newsman. I always wanted to say, now it's time for the news. But it is. We've got some. First up, from our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation, their research says undetectable firearms are so-called ghost guns. Not really true. Firearms are so heavily regulated under current federal law that regardless of how they are manufactured, they're going to be detectable. 68 Gun Control Act, the Undetectable Firearms Act, I'm sorry, was 1988. Get this right, Harold. And other federal laws all govern firearms produced by a 3D printing process or any other process just as they apply to conventional manufacturing processes using machine tools. Setting aside the fact that 3D printing is a high-cost, limited production technology that does not present a public safety risk, it is already illegal under the Federal Undetectable Firearms Act to manufacture, import, sell, ship, deliver, possess, transfer, or receive an undetectable firearm. Even firearms produced with 3D printing are required to include a component made of metal and hence detectable by metal detectors and X-ray machines. In addition, ammunition cartridges are made with metal components that are detectable. And, of course, even without the metal components, current Transportation Security Agency screening machines will detect an object regardless of its composition. Now, they find things on me that I don't know I have when I go through that thing. What have you got?
Hey, everybody's seen them. It's that since the early 2000s, Texas Angling Motors have shared their passion with other drivers by displaying an image of a hard-fighting largemouth bass on their license plates. In 2022, the largemouth bass plate celebrated its 20th anniversary and reached $893,000 in money raised for fishery conservation projects. Now, to buy one, you can visit www.conservationplate.org or your local county tax assessor's office. Plates are available for vehicles, trailers, and motorcycles and cost just $30, and 22 of that goes directly to conservation projects.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, they have several. They have several different plates out there, obviously for different things. But that's cool for that one. Again, from our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the claim is there is a gun show loophole. Fact: there is no gun show loophole. Most of the vendors at gun shows, and I didn't even know these figures. Most of the vendors, up to 75%, are licensed dealers. So if you are a licensed firearms dealer, you are allowed to sell at gun shows in your own state. However, all the same rules apply. You must run a federal background check on any individual you sell a firearm to through the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The same paperwork, record keeping, age restrictions, and other rules also apply as if the sale occurred in the dealer's place of business. Okay. Further, only a small percentage of tables at gun shows, about 20 to 25%, actually sell firearms. The others sell books, accessories, uniforms, knives, stuff.
A lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, you got it. You got a game warden report
yes,
there?
Yes, I do. And here's your sign. A Texas game warden received a call from a landowner concerned about road hunters driving near his property, shining a light and shooting guns. Well, the warden met up with the deputy sheriff who had just intercepted the vehicle with three male subjects. In the bed of the truck, the warden found multiple loaded weapons, two dead jackrabbits, two dead raccoons, and a piece of deer backstrap. After a roadside investigation, it was determined that the three subjects had spent the night driving around the public roads, shooting animals and stop signs. Two adults were arrested for hunting from a vehicle, with one juvenile who was released pending charges. A total of seven firearms, two varmint game calls were seized for evidence. Additional charges are pending. Well, that's just so stupid.
Well, yeah, proving once again that you really can't cure it. Anyway, you visit your shop now. I love this. Wayne is an expert when it comes to exhaust systems, and you still have people that show up in their Yugo and want it to sound like a Mustang.
Oh,
right?
All the time. It just stays busy. Business real good.
Yeah, I know. Your wife wants to retire, and you don't.
No, I want to retire. I just can't. Got too many good customers. I just can't leave them, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, on the last commercial break, you and I just made a date to fix a broken door handle. Anyhow, we've got a lot to talk about today, so let's go ahead and get this break behind us and get prepared to meet some of our guests right after this. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin, filling in for Bill Olson, who is on a hunt. We'll find out about that next week. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as a good one. This Sunday plus Monday and Tuesday are a trio of best days. Wednesday, another good one. Thursday and Friday slip to fair. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more good days. This weekend, look for game to become active from either side of the noon hour. Remain active until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with the game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. This weekend will be under the full moon that occurred on Friday, May 19. By next Saturday, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday has a single high tide as the only tide for the day. Monday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single tide schedule. Next Sunday, a three-tide day. Two lows, one high. Now, of course, it's time to go fishing. So, Wayne, you got the coastal report?
Yes, we do. On Sabine Lake, shrimp are gradually moving out of the marshes, attracting the trout, and limits of slot trout are in points of the bayous with live shrimp under popping cork, or long drifts and incoming tides over shell with morning glory chartreuse tails with quarter-ounce jig heads. North Levee Wall is on fire for limits of trout using topwaters early in the morning, switching midday to live shrimp under a popping cork, swim baits, and crank. On Bolivar, the surf is starting to hold some pompano, small sharks, and occasional redfish. The Gulf side of North Jay is holding sheephead and trout against the rocks. Look for bait up close to the rocks and the channel side, holding some nice trout and big redfish on the bottom. West Galveston Bay, Causeway Bridge, and areas east of the Causeway to the Tech City Dike are good for mixed catches, redfish, black drum, and speckled trout using live shrimp. The Open Bay Reef should be good for anglers using live croakers as bait. Green Lake holding redfish against grass lines and by sandy shores early. In Port O'Connor, the trout are good in the surf on croaker. Bull redfish are good at the jetties to Bird Island on blue crab and Spanish sardines. Drum are good on dread shrimp and blue crab in the middle of the jetties. Rockport, fishing patterns are holding steady. Redfish are good in 2 feet of water on grass flats with sand pockets using scented soft plastics, topwaters, live shrimp, and cut mullet. The trout are good in 2 to 4 feet of water on grass flats with deep water excess using topwaters, soft plastics, and live bait. Drum are great in 2 to 4 feet of water on dead shrimp, and sheephead are loaded around the jetties on live shrimp. In Port Aransas, slot redfish and bullfish are good at the end of the jetties on shrimp and cut menhaden. Trout are in surf biting croaker, artificials, and shrimp. Corpus Christi, redfish and trout are good on live shrimp in the rocks around Shamrock Island. La Quinta Ship Channel is holding mangrove snapper and trout around the concrete docks biting on shrimp. In Baffin Bay, the fishing continues to be fantastic. Female speckled trout are spying and they are staying hungry. These big speckled trout appear to be healthy with full bellies. Redfish and trout are both striking on top waters. Oversized and slot trout and redfish are good on the east end of Baffin Bay deep structures with live croaker.
I'm sitting here, my phone vibrating, and it's my old friend Spam Risk calling me again. Anyway, let's head to East Texas. One of my favorite, I just love to pronounce this lake. B.A. Steinhagen. Bill picks on me when I do that, but that's going to be B.A. Steinhagen. Anyway, bass are good targeting main lake vegetation with a hollow body frog or white chartreuse swim jig. The water has been fluctuating up and down a pretty good bit, so the fish are moving around a lot. Conroe, the catfish bite is still flat out on fire on the bulkheads, baited holds, or drifting. Folks catching loads of nice eaters on catfish bubblegum, worms, liver, shad, and punch bait. Trophy catfish are good on cut or live natural baits. Post-spawn patterns are now prevalent for largemouth bass. The fish can be found in areas with flats containing laydowns, drop-offs, where shad are present. Utilize crankbaits, swimbaits, spinnerbaits, and Texas rig worms to target these locations. Fork. The bass bite has improved on the backside of the full moon. Bass have been feeding on crawfish in the shallows during this phase, so crawfish-colored chatterbaits or chartreuse white colors are good out to 3 feet on windy banks and grass. Topwaters, like whopper floppers, yellow magics are good along the grass lines. Lake Fork crappie fishing is really heating up this week. Post-spawn crappie are starting to concentrate on trees in 13 to 32 feet of water, and this is the time of year to catch quick limits of crappie on minnows and small hand-tied jigs. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on brush piles in 15 to 20 feet of water with minnows or jigs. Catfish are good shallow on cheese bait. The shad spawn is on, so the bass are chasing shad along the banks, biting chatterbaits and topwaters. Bass are good off the points in 10 to 15 feet of water with Texas rig worms and deep-diving crankbaits. Livingston. White bass are excellent on the humps and points to the mid to the south of the lake, jigging with 3/4-ounce slabs off the bottom near the island. Nacogdoches. Largemouth bass are good shallow on grass edges or along creek channels. Topwaters in the morning hours can be very productive in May. Crappie are good on brush piles and timber. Nacogdoches. The bass have evacuated the offshore areas and have returned to shallow water 3 to 7 feet, biting square-bill crankbaits. The crappie population is good. Sam Rayburn. Crappie are good on brush piles, biting minnows and jigs. Some fish are still spawning shallow. Toledo Bend. Zoom speed craws and creature baits rigged Texas-styled and U-tail swimming worms and white with a dipped chartreuse tail have been producing more bass in flooded timber and brush. Some bigger bass have been caught on Senkos and Flukes in black-blue flake, watermelon red, black-red flake, and motor oil colors rigged wacky or Texas style. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good along creek banks, docks, and shallow timber in 2 to 7 feet of water using chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, Texas rigs, and jigs. Crappie are good along creek banks, standing timber, and shallow brush in 2 to 12 feet using minnows. Catfish are good in 2 to 12 feet of water in the creek channels, creek banks, and boat ramps using cutbait. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water early in the morning using wacky rigs, shimmy shakers, and small square-bill crankbaits. Crappie are good on brush piles and under the bridges in 17 to 20 feet of water using chatterbaits and white jigs or minnows. White bass and hybrids are good on main lake points and big coves in the main creeks, jigging spoons, and tail spoons. Catfish are good under the boat docks using liver, chicken hearts, punch bait, and in the river channel on baited holes in 20 feet of water. All right, let's go south, west, high plains, everywhere.
Yeah, in Amistad, the bass are good in 10 to 20 feet of water on main lake points with Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, and crankbaits. White bass are good up the Rio Grande on shad-colored rattle trap, blades, and small crankbaits. Browning, the largemouth bass are good fishing spring and fall patterns looking for reaction bites on dark, soft plastics around reed beds and fast-moving spinnerbaits. Redfish have been good on live bait and frozen shrimp in 5 to 15 foot of water in early morning, moving deeper throughout the day. Calaveras, redfish have been good on frozen shrimp, live baits off the recreational shoreline and around the dam, 15 to 25 feet of water. Blue and channel catfish are good in 20 to 30 feet of water on cut bait around deep structure during the day and moving into shallow coves at night on the recreational shoreline and throughout the lake. Choke Canyon bass are good fishing and Carolina rig crankbaits on points. Bass are good in shallow vegetation on topwater frogs and in 2 to 8 feet of water on soft plastics and green pumpkin and watermelon colors. Corpus Christi Lake, fishing patterns remain consistent and catfish are great 2 to 8 feet of water in cheese bait and cut carp. Largemouth are great in 2 feet of water on topwater frogs and natural colored soft plastics. White bass are great in 10 feet of water in their structure on live minnows and spoons. Alligator gar are great on cut carp. With the expected rain this week, fishing should really pick up next week.
That's a great report when you think about it. It's all great. That's a jumping lake. Okay.
In Falcon, bow fishing is excellent, especially for gar. Catfish are good with stink bait and cut bait, and keeper catfish are shallow on the banks and trophy catfish in 20, 30 feet of water. Meredith, bass are excellent on minnows and artificials. Catfish are good on chicken liver, minnows, and frozen shad. Crappie are fairly good on jigs and minnows. White bass are excellent on minnows and jig heads with a curly tail grub. Trout are fair to slow on minnows, power baits, worms, small spinners, and flies. And walleye are good to excellent on crankbaits, minnows, and artificials.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Lake Austin. Bass are good on drop shots rigged with a wacky worm around brush piles. Brady, largemouth bass are excellent on soft plastics in the salt cedars and off the rocks with catches up to 7 pounds. White bass are good on crankbaits or live minnows all over the lake. Crappie are excellent on live minnows or jigs. Catfish are good on jugs or trot lines baited with shad and live perch. Brownwood, black bass up to 9.57 pounds are good on glide baits, jigs, crankbaits, shaky heads in 4 to 18 feet of water. Crappie are good around the lake on jigs in 8 to 14 feet of water on minnows around the docks. Catfish are good up to 32 pounds on cut gizzard shad near the flats using the jugs. Big Lake Buchanan white bass continue to be strong early in the morning. They are right behind the threadfin shad running the banks. During the day, the birds have been working the schools on the north end of the lake. Working topwaters over rock piles with the Texas rig soft plastic as a backup have been catching some really good-sized bass. Canyon Lake, bass are good on Necco rig worms around isolated areas. Catfish are good in 15 to 20 feet of open water with punch bait. Crappie are good with live minnows or chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water over the brush piles. Travis, largemouth and Guadalupe bass are good throwing soft plastics like worms and craw worms, a spinnerbait or crankbait on windblown points and rock ledges, are catching some bigger fish as well as walking or plopping style topwaters. Shad colors are working best while the shad spawn is on. On sunny days, bass are in the marina for the summer pattern, biting on topwaters and small swim baits. On cloudy or rainy days, work the main lake, stick-ups and brush with soft plastics, Ned rigs, drop shots, and craws. Waco, crappie are good on brush piles in 10 to 18 feet of water. What do we got for our hunting seasons there, Cronin?
For specific information on bag limits, season dates, and other restrictions, consult Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department website, or Outdoor Annual app.
Okay. Through May 31, I've got this, the spring squirrel season in 51 counties, so remember that. Through August 31, javelina season in the South Zone. And always remember tpwd.texas.gov. That's the Parks and Wildlife website. Again, tpwd.texas.gov. And all the information you want will be there. Through August 31, squirrel season is open in other counties. Again, go to that website for information on that. And then it's time for me to give you a review. They're going to force it on us, friends, so might as well do this. And Bill, we know his opinion. Plug-ins, electric plug-ins, okay? This week I've been driving the 2023 Chevrolet Bolt EUV Premier Edition, sporty little compact. It is, as they promoted, America's most affordable EV. We'll get to price a little bit later on this thing. My only issue, and I had this because I had to go to the airport a couple of times this week, is battery anxiety. Because I'm looking at this thing, and it's going along, you know, fully charged, supposed to get, you know, around 250 miles. Okay, and it's doing its thing, but I had some distances to cover. But on the dash, you know, it'll say, here's my example. When I got down to, I had 50 miles left, okay, so it says, you got 50 miles. But then above that, it said maximum might be 60 miles.
Oh.
But below that, minimum might be 40 miles. And you find yourself looking at that, you know, and it's frustrating enough out there in traffic anyhow. But you're thinking about, do I have enough juice to get home, to get to where I'm going to go, to get to a charging station? We're not there yet. I mean, these things are they're neat. They run great. But all the research I have done, we're not saving the planet, not what it costs to make the batteries or get rid of the batteries or make the electricity or any of that sort of stuff. It is an overall savings of roughly 20% to an owner, because there's a lot of maintenance you don't have to do on these things that you do on a gasoline-powered engine. So that's where that is. But let's talk about this, because it's a neat vehicle. If you're an adopter, if you do your driving in town, I'm all for it. If you got the thing set up where you got a fast charger at your house and you're doing a lot of in-town driving, then, hey, you know, go for it. And this thing is neat. It's like I say, it's a compact SUV. It's absolutely loaded with tech. It's peppy, 0-60 in 7 seconds. You got a $7,500 tax credit, which helps out, even though the price on this thing is really, really good. 8-year, 100,000-mile electric propulsion component warranty. That's a battery. Anyway, DC fast charging provisions, and they will charge. If you have one of those, they will charge really, really quick. Electronic precision shift, drive mode control switch for normal or sport. 8-way adjustable driver seat. Folding 60-40 split rear. Getting a fair amount of stuff in this thing. Driver and front passenger heated and air-conditioned seats, which are handy. LED headlamps, daytime running lamps. Front windshield wipers that are rain sensing, which is nice. Safety equipment, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist, following distance indicator, forward collision alert, intelligent auto high beam, pedestrian friendly alert, headlamp automatic control, tire pressure monitoring system. It's got a lot of stuff, man. Tire fill alert, side blind alert, rear camera mirror. You got to get used to that. You focus on like the frame and then it, because you find yourself looking through it.
Oh.
On those mirrors, you got to get used to that thing. Additional equipment on this puppy: audio system, Bose 7-speaker, power sunroof, Chevrolet infotainment, the Super Cruise package system, Red Lion appearance package. A lot of stuff on this thing. Loaded, 37. So that's a pretty good deal. And then you got the $7,500 tax credit, and that's between you and your accountant, of course. But, you know, if you do your in-town driving, check this thing out. And it certainly is easy to park because of the size of it, you know. It really is. Anyway, this is from Chevrolet, the 2023 Chevy Bolt EUV Premier. Okay, now let us take a break and come back and meet our guest, Jason Larson, Tuffy Security Products Sales Manager.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. And as those fawns are hitting the ground now, you know, mama needs all the vitamins that she can get. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife, and all the reports say at least a 3-to-1 savings over just using the old protein granules that don't have nearly the goodies of this. And though it is a free feed, they only eat what they want and need, so therein lies the savings. And also, I like to report to everybody that raccoons and the pigs do not mess with this stuff, okay? So that's a savings there, too. For more information on fortified cottonseed and their blends and other products, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That is 806-839-2122. And their motto, serious theft protection, okay? Jason Larson, been on the show before, Tuffy Security Product Sales Manager. How's it going today, Jason?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, thanks for having ways to lock things up. I got something from you guys to test, because people out there that transport firearms, especially when we're going on airplanes, it can be difficult. It can sometimes be a real pain, and sometimes things can disappear because you've got those gun cases, and you know, might as well have a red sign. There's a gun in here. But you guys have something, especially people that are going to areas where they want a sidearm for protection against big critters and stuff. You have a portable safe for full-size pistols that I can put into my check-on luggage, right?
That is correct, absolutely. I mean, our number one goal is to make sure that nothing's going to walk away and that you got everything under lock and key and it's going to be secure. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in a lot of different ways. And this portable safe's a great one when you have to travel, because a lot of our applications are going to be very vehicle specific. But like you said, there's going to be those times you got to travel. I mean, you got to catch a plane, you got to go to where you need to be, and you still want to have that that sidearm with you. And you need a safe way to be able to transport it. And our portable safe is great for that, just because it's nothing. It's going to be nice and foam lined. It's going to make sure nothing gets scratched. But also, it's TSA compliant. And obviously, you're going to have to register and make sure that TSA knows that you're carrying the firearm.
Right.
But as long as you go through the normal protocol, it's the best secure way in order to transport that firearm when you are traveling.
You also have a steel cable attachment on that thing. So, I mean, I could be in a room and I could put some valuables in that if I wanted to, aside from the firearm, and wrap it around something they can't pull out of the wall, right?
Exactly. Because I don't expect you to have the handcuffs on your wrist the entire time just to make sure it doesn't walk away. So we give you that cable. That way, when you want to set it down, you want to leave it in a room, vehicle, whatever it might be, it's going to be secure and stay in that location.
Hey, Jason, these things are tough. What do you make them out of? How are they constructed?
They're made out of steel. A lot of them are going to be a 16-gauge steel. Some go up, but it's always just based on the application itself. Obviously, we do a lot of rigorous testing and find the best application, but at the end of the day, it all has to go through what we call our pry guard system, and that pry guard system is what's going to prevent somebody from being able to basically pry that cam arm out from the latch bracket and have access. That's the quickest way for anybody to ever try to defeat a secure product, and our pry guard system helps deter any opportunities to be able to get into the product.
Of course, you know, Broncos are selling like hotcakes, and even before they started selling them, they made sure they had a whole bunch of accessories. But you guys do also. I was looking at one picture that I thought was interesting: a tailgate table. Explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the one thing that, especially like in some of these more off-road vehicles, is they really lack storage space or even just usable storage space. And here at Tuffy, we're just creating as many storage spots and usable areas on the vehicle as we can. And like that that swing gate table, what's nice about that is that's actually just more of an organizational piece. That way, when you are standing at the back of the vehicle, you at least have somewhere to at least set your drink or whatever it might be when you're back there and not having to rely on the bumper or other things like that. So we're just trying to be as creative as possible with all the options for vehicles.
What else have you guys come up with for Bronco?
The newest one that we have for Bronco is actually our console safe. Our console safes are one of our biggest lines, and it integrates nicely into the factory console, giving you that secure storage from the driver's seat. And what's really cool about our design as well, because it is patented, is we're actually able to install these without the need for cutting or drilling the factory console, because the last thing you want to do is when you have a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 vehicle is put additional holes in it. So we make sure that you're not going to have to cut up that console in order to install it.
Hey, Jason, tell me about that Jeep Gladiator under seat lock box you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Our rear underseat lockboxes are really nice because they're going to give you that long storage, especially for those shotguns, rifles, everything like that. And the Jeep Gladiator is that next iteration for that line of products that we currently have for Ford, GM, Ram, Toyota. But what's really cool about this Gladiator one is they give us existing locations in there. So it is probably the easiest install out of any of those underseat boxes that we currently have, because they have those mounting locations on the floor. So we just set the box in, bolt it down, and you're good to go.
That's kind of neat, you know. Also something you guys have done for a long time, and that's the big slide-out drawer, I'm not saying this right, boxes but that you put in beds of pickup trucks for all your stuff.
Correct. Yep. When it comes to truck bed drawers, we are definitely at the top of the line when it comes to that. They're going to be a full heavy-duty steel construction. They're going to have a 75% pull on it. You're going to be able to put 2,000 pounds worth of weight on it. But when those drawers are at full extension, you're going to be able to put 400 pounds worth of weight inside of those drawers. So it's definitely designed to take a payload.
And keep it.
Exactly.
And keep
exactly.
It. Yeah, that's,
keep it under lock and key.
that's the main thing. You know, we don't hang them on the back window of our trucks anymore like we used to when I was a kid. It's a whole different world now. And sadly, everybody's out there wanting to get your stuff.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. First of all, where do we find Tuffy products?
Yeah, absolutely. Just go directly to our website, and that'll be TuffyProducts.com. And Tuffy is spelled T-U-F-F-Y.
TuffyProducts.com. Now, do I get them from you, or are there installers around the country? How do I get this thing put in my truck?
Yeah, you got a lot of different options. I mean, if you feel savvy enough to do it yourself, you can just order directly on the website. If you want somebody to come to your home and install it, we do have a buy it installed service where you can actually schedule for somebody to arrive to your home and install it in your driveway. Or if you want to, you can also go to one of our many thousands of dealers nationwide, and they will actually be able to install it at their location. So whatever's most convenient for you, we've definitely got that network in place to get you taken care of.
And I know a mechanic named Wayne Cronin that could probably handle it too.
Oh, I bet
correct.
We could.
Okay, as time catches up to us, Jason, anything you want to leave us with we haven't covered?
No, we did. We talked about the main things. The console safes and the underseat boxes are some of the most popular options. And like I said, we got them for Ford, GM, Ram, Toyota, Jeep. I mean, it just comes down to the year, make, model, and we'll have an option available.
Outstanding. Friends, remember, Tuffy, T-U-F-F-Y, TuffyProducts.com. And our guest has been Jason Larson, their product sales manager. And you did a good job of selling today, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed it. Thank you. Thanks for coming back. Friends, we got to take a break. We're going to come back around the corner. We're going to talk about bolt locks with Crystal Wicken, digital marketing coordinator for Bolt Lock.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of over 120 prizes in seven divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shinerbach, Transport, and Dargo Boats. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News again. Harold Gunn and Wayne Cronin. And our next guest is Crystal Wicken, Digital Marketing Coordinator for BoltLock. How are you and your digitals doing today, Crystal?
We are doing great. Thank you.
It's an amazing world out there. I mean, we're going to that more and more and more. On one hand, being able to do things digitally makes life a lot easier. Then on the other hand, you have to wade through so much stuff to get to what you want to get done. So it's got to be a kind of a good balance to attract a viewer, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely makes it easier and a lot more accessible than it used to be.
Right. Well, you guys are really innovators. I love it. Convenient security. Tell us about the One Key technology. I mean, that's the thing sort of like started it all. And that's something, again, that really simplifies somebody's life in this complicated world.
Yes. Yes. So BOLT stands for Breakthrough One Key Lock Technology. So it works exactly how it sounds. So all of our locks work with just one key, and that's your vehicle key. So when you purchase a lock, you insert your key into the lock portion, you turn it till it stops, and it permanently codes right to your key. So then however many BOLT locks you purchase, you just have that one key to unlock them all. So it makes it super convenient, especially while on the road.
Well, aside from, locking the gate to my backyard, I mean, these locks, you've got them for what purposes? You know, where can I use these locks?
Yeah. So we have locks for a lot of different things. Our biggest seller is our receiver lock. So for any sort of towing purpose, we have that. We have trailer locks for while the trailer is on the vehicle or even being stowed. We have Jeep-specific products. So we have a hood lock, a spare tire lock. And then, like you said, for locking up gates or locking up things, and like a roof rack, we have padlocks and cable locks. So a lot of different options to essentially lock up anything.
Well, for the locks that are outside, I mean, they don't rust, do they? I mean, you have some sort of protection on that?
Yes, yeah. So all of the locks, they have a rubber cover that covers up the lock portion where you insert your key. But they are all made out of stainless steel, so they are weatherproof and weather resistant.
Well, the cable lock, like a 6-foot cable lock. I mean, I can lock my motorcycle to a big power pole or something. But also with these things, you can set them up like in the back of a truck where you can loop these locks through a lot of different boxes of your gear and so on, and then still attach it to the bed or frame or whatever. But you can protect a bunch of stuff from walking away, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had, people also take a lot of creative pictures that we see online, but, your Yeti coolers, like for tailgating, we've seen people use the cable lock to lock that up. So just a lot of different ways that you can, essentially lock up anything, especially, right, coolers, grills, during tailgating, stuff that you don't want to walk away.
Can I take my vehicle key and make it work on my door locks?
So it will only work with vehicle keys at this time.
Okay, and it's got to be the vehicle key, but your locks.
Correct.
Is what we're using them in, right?
Correct.
No matter where we put your locks, okay?
Right.
I don't haul a bunch of stuff. What is a kingpin locking system?
So that is used for larger trailers. So it almost has like a gooseneck, and then it has this big receiver pin that goes through it. So if you have like a large camper that you're stowing away for the winter or wherever, you can lock up that mounting piece while you're storing it.
That's great. Do you have anything, I was looking at your 6-inch cable lock, do you have anything, I want to say smaller, you look at those like the looped bicycle locks and stuff, but I've got a front gate in my house, which is pretty handy, but if I wanted to secure it more, do you have any like shorter cables that I could, wrap around both of the gate doors and lock it up, something like that?
So nothing really shorter than the cable lock, but okay. The padlock might be another good option. I mean, it has a 2-inch shackle on it, so depending on how much room you have to work with, that's always a good option that we recommend.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot, but because this is Texas Outdoor News, do you have any firearms locks?
You know, we don't. We don't at this time. It's definitely something that we've looked into, but nothing as of right now.
Okay, because if you do, I want a bonus from you.
Yes.
You know, but well, again, like you say, it simplifies so much. And like Wayne, you've got the shop, you've got the doors, you got the gates, you've got all that stuff.
Mini keys.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
You know, and I see people like clubs and restaurants and stuff. They walk around and they've got a chain pulling their pants down. It's got like 20 keys on it. So there's certainly a lot of things that we can do to simplify our lives, which again comes in handy since every time I turn on the news, my life isn't simple anymore.
Right.
I'm more frustrated again. Anything as the clock ticks away on us, anything new or recent that you guys have come out with?
So we have, I mean, as you know, keys are ever-changing. Mm-hmm. So every time a key changes, especially with the new fobs and that, we do have some newer lines specifically for GM and Ford with the laser-cut keys. So we have a lot of new stuff available, but... Again, it's super easy to find out, you know, which lock is available for your vehicle. On our website, we have a nice vehicle match. So you just enter your vehicle information, and it lets you know exactly what lock you need. So it makes it nice and easy to find that information.
Obviously, we must know. What is the website?
Yes. So it's boltlock.com.
Okay. And that's Bolt Lock, not with an S?
Correct. Yep.
Bolt Lock. Bolt Lock. Boltlock.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, and can I buy it from you guys, or are there retailers out there that have them?
So it is for retailers, and we do have a store finder on our website as well. So you can just enter your zip code, and it'll let you know where they are available.
Okay, great. Well, we sure appreciate your time today. I want to go lock something up.
Yes.
Now I'm nervous now. Anyway, our guest, Crystal Wiggin, Digital Marketing Coordinator for Bolt Lock, and again, the website, boltlock.com. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And do remember, friends, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, okay? May 29 is Memorial Day, and that's how we can remember those that died while serving in the United States Armed Forces and protecting us, okay? Also, next Saturday, May 27, all the way through Monday, September 4, the great 2023 CCA Star Tournament. That's an insurance policy. You have got to, if you're going to go in the Gulf waters and fish, you will regret it if you catch a tag redfish with a package worth over $100,000 and you're not registered, because you can't do it after, okay? So check this thing out. Go to ccatexas.org and sign up. I mean, 10 bucks, and it certainly does go to some really good causes, okay? So go fishing, go celebrate Memorial Day, and do it all in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that contain sort of like one of everything. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20, hybridlight.com. And the Mighty Mammoth is the best work light on the planet, and you've got two or three of them.
Oh, yeah, it works good. They're tough.
Yeah, I mean, it really is great. I want to thank my good friend and mechanic, Wayne Cronin, for sitting in for Bill today. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
Do appreciate it. We'll appreciate seeing you. We don't see each other as much as we used to. Also, from our guests, remember the websites, because these are all really great products, and they keep your stuff safe. And you too, all right? So, the Tuffy products, go to Tuffy, T-U-F-F-Y, products.com. And for the great selection of items that they've got at Bolt Lock, just go to boltlock.com, and they will be able to help you out. Again, all online. These are great things. I love the Tuffy, the drawers in the bed of the truck.
If you
hides all your stuff, and when your tailgate's up, you really don't know it's there.
And it's easy to work with. They roll right out. You're there at your tailgate. Mm-hmm. Nice system.
Yep. Comes in really, really handy. Do remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, we archive the shows. So if you go, what'd they say, or what's that product line, or what's that website, just go play the show. It's just right there under Listen to Our Show. Also, of course, we're up on Facebook and Stitcher Smart Radio, so you can find us, all right? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, so you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.